Welcome to episode 24 of the Serious About Security podcast for January 25th, 2013. We have updated the format of the podcast. We will no longer be including announcements and news items in the podcast. Instead, we will provide the information on our blog. The podcast will be shortened to only include the discussions of two articles, but we're going to be recording the podcast on a weekly basis. All right, Article 1 we have today is about the Department of Homeland Security advises disabling Java due to zero-day vulnerability, which Oracle has since released a patch on January 13th. But even after the patch, the Homeland Security Department continues to discourage users from running Java in their web browsers unless they absolutely need it. I think that's it's an interesting article because I don't recall the Department of Homeland Security ever getting involved in matters like this before and giving recommendations to end users like this. And I find it interesting that they would issue an alert and even continue to issue the alert after the patch was released. It's very different for them, I think, to do something like that.
Yeah, normally we would see this as something that the government usually kept its hands out of, but I think now that the DHS has responsibility for kind of their computer emergency response team, actually they're the ones that issued the posting, are, you know, really being a little more aggressive in this area. And so that's good to see. We have not seen this before, and hopefully we will see more of it in the future, because not only does it keep the public informed, but also puts some onus on the vendors to make sure that they're not in the nightly news now.
Yeah, and I think in this case, the reason they're suggesting it is, according to the article, experts and researchers have warned that it could take up to 2 years to fix the exploit. So I think even though they released update 11, the confidence is low that it's fixed all the vulnerabilities that were discovered.
Well, I think what Oracle did is they released a patch that fixed a particular exploit. They didn't fix the overall issue that occurred with Java, not the underlying problem. And I think security experts are saying, you know, this isn't an easy issue to fix, and it's going to take a long time to fix it. And in fact, after Oracle released the patch, security experts have found other exploitable vulnerabilities within Java. Another thing to note, somewhat related to this, is I'm sure we remember Apple back a few months ago. I think it was the flashback exploit for Apple when Java was exploitable. Unlike last time, this time Apple reacted very quickly and they blacklisted the Java on Apple machines so that Java couldn't run with the old version, and you'd have to install the new version in order for Java to actually be able to run on an Apple computer.
Which is all sorts of interesting in that that is a new step for them. We've known that they've had the capability to do something like that for user systems, but we've not seen them do it yet. But it'll be interesting to see if any issues come up with that. We're seeing less and less use of Java on the web these days, which is, in my opinion, a good thing. And hopefully there'll be less need to have Java as an applet ever in the near future. So hopefully people are starting to move away from developing systems on that.
I also noticed in the articles that Mozilla took a similar approach with Firefox and blacklisted updates 9 and 10 as well. And that's an approach they've been taking with the vulnerabilities. It's kind of funny to read because it seems like they're just keep blacklisting that they're kind of having to keep go through this process. So I imagine it'll only be a matter of time before the latest update will have to be blacklisted and they'll be up to update 12 or update 14. So they're responding quickly, but it's kind of sad that this is the approach they have to take.
Well, I have one more question for you two. After you got this news about Java, did you go in and do anything? Did you disable it in your browsers or uninstall it from your computer? I know that when I got the news, I uninstalled it on my home computer because I don't use it, and on my work computer I disabled it on my web browsers because I don't really use it in my web browsers either, except for one task, and I use a different browser for doing Java's related stuff than I use for my normal web browsing.
Yeah, I had previously disabled the plugin along with a lot of other plugins that I don't see a need for in my browsers, so it's been off for a while. There is one situation where occasionally I need to have Java enabled, but I turn it on, do what I need to do on that one site, and then I turn it right back off.
Yeah, and for me, on I don't have it installed on my MacBook, but my Windows PC, there's a couple applications where I still need it, so I just verified that it is running at the latest version. But I still, unfortunately, a couple legacy items force me to keep it installed at this time.
Well, following in the same vein of Oracle's Sun vulnerabilities, was another article from many of the same sources that we used, ZDNet, talking specifically about when you do get around to updating Java, the issues you're going to run into with it installing what we would call crapware in the industry. Typically, that is co-bundled software that says, hey, I know you're installing Java. Would you also like to install these other tools as well? And specifically, when you run the Java setup tool, it asks you if you want to install the Ask toolbar as your default search provider in a web browser. And, you know, I really hate these things when they come up. It's not just Java that does it, but, you know, it's particularly annoying with Java, specifically because you're trying to patch the silly thing because they have a vulnerability in it. And, oh, by the way, can you install this nice add-on for us, you know? And not only does Oracle do that with Java, but Adobe does it anytime player. And I know these, unfortunately, are software that's, you know, probably installed on, you know, most computers in the world. So there's a real desire to sort of take advantage of that momentum, if you will, and have these co-bundled software packages. But they're getting to be really annoying. And not only that, there's a little trick that they pull with the Ask toolbar, which is just really heinous. And that is, if you accidentally skipped ahead and didn't click uncheck, because these are on, you know, checked by default to install, if you didn't actually uncheck what they're asking you to also install, you might say, hey, I didn't mean to do that. I'm going to go into my add and remove software piece in Windows, and I'm going to see if I can just delete it. Well, you'll go in there and you'll look, and you won't see it. And you'll think, oh, maybe it didn't get installed. But it's actually the updater waits 10 minutes before it actually installs the software, which is just ridiculous, because it's specifically doing that so that people who accidentally check that box and then wanted to delete it later would be fooled into thinking it didn't get installed at all. It just waits 10 minutes later and installs itself, which is just really, really, really sleazy, really annoying. So what do you guys think about this?
Well, I think I've accidentally done that before, where I accidentally installed a secondary tool. I was just clicking next, and I was like, whoops, I accidentally clicked that box. And I think I experienced the issue where I was like, okay, I'm going to go into my program files, I'm going to delete it, and I was like, oh, it's not installed, huh, that's weird, oh well, and then find out, you know, later that it is installed and I have to uninstall it. I think I have run into that issue, and I don't know of any other common tools. I think Adobe used to do it, but I don't think they do it anymore, of installing a third-party tool kind of as part of an update. And I think it's bad. I think it gives Oracle a bad name. And Sun originally did it. They did it first, and Oracle took over, and they continued doing it, but I I hate it, and there are ways to get around it. There are ways to download versions of Java that don't have a third-party tool. But you know, if you just go to the Java website and you click download, and you're going to have to uncheck that box when you do the install.
Well, like the two of you, I am annoyed and I hate it. But I guess I take a slightly different position. What annoys me the most isn't the fact that they're trying to profit by this and make, you know, have you install this third party software. And it seems like a lucrative opportunity with Java because we have all these constant updates, and they are significant updates. We tell everyone to update. So even if you're careful four times, but on that fifth update, you get, you know, you just go through the boxes, boom, you've got this third party and they're making money off it. That bothers me because you should have to opt in. If they want to offer this to you, fine. But by default, this is why I always have a problem with these types of things. The default here should be set so that the user does not get the software, okay? And then you have to go and click it. And kind of as you described, Keith, this is very much by design. They very much want you to get this installed, and they even do those tricks as you described with the updater so that even if you make a mistake, it's not easy to undo. So that's what I really find offensive about it, not the fact that they bundle it. I could really care less if they bundled 50 things there as long as by default none of them were checked on.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, and the stuff that they install, the Ask Toolbar is a pretty sleazy tool in and of itself. It's not just a flat out toolbar. It does things that you probably don't want it to do, and it doesn't warn you about that either. It just kind of says, "Do you want to install this toolbar?" so, and I'm guessing, I don't know what the percentage is, but I'm guessing most users probably don't bother unchecking the box.
Well, I can tell you within my family, at least the in-laws' computers that I've looked at, the majority of them do not, because when I work on cleaning up their computer, there's all kinds of toolbars like these, and it takes quite a bit of time to remove them all and almost have to kind of start over from scratch. So I think that is true. I think for the casual user, they're just kind of clicking through the boxes as you would expect. So they are taking advantage of that and exploiting it.
Thank you for listening. You can find us on Twitter at SAS Podcast. Thanks to Mike Hill and Keith Watson. I'm Preston Wiley. Have a safe and secure day.